Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So this evening we'll speak on Bhagavad Gita.
Ovo večer ćemo govoriti iz Bhagavad Gite.
The last two lectures we spoke on the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
U posljednje dvije lekcije smo govorili o zabavama Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And they're always the most wonderful of all topics.
Jedno je od najljepših tema.
When we hear the glories of the Lord, we can understand the happiness that comes with Krishna consciousness.
Kada slušamo o zabavama Gospodina, možemo da saznamo nešto o sreći koja dolazi od svjesnosti Krišne.
But tonight we'll speak on one verse from the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
Ali večeras ćemo govoriti na jedan stih iz 7. poglavlja Bhagavad Gita.
7th chapter, verse number 1.
7. poglavlje, prvi stih.
Now this verse was spoken by Srila Prabhupada the most out of all the verses in Bhagavatam.
Na ovaj stih je Srila Prabhupada, stvar njega spominjao najviše od svih stihova iz Gite.
Of all the classes that Srila Prabhupada gave on Bhagavad Gita, he chose this verse the most times.
I od svih lekcija koje je Prabhupada dao na Bhagavad Gitu, najčešće je izabrao ovaj stih.
Although he quoted other verses more in his lectures, this first verse he gave the most classes on.
Iako je neke druge stihove spominjao više puta u svojim lekcijama, na ovaj stih je davao najviše. I poruka koju nosi ovaj stih se može smatrati najesencijalnijom porukom svjesnosti Krišne.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Please repeat.
Molim vas ponavljajte.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Maya Shakta Manaparta.
Maya Shakta Manaparta.
Yoga Yunjam Marasraya.
Yoga Yunjam Manasraya.
Asamsayam Samagramam.
Asamsayam Samagrayam.
Yatad Yachchasi Tachtrinu. Yata yasyasi tachtrinu.
Yata
yasyasi. Shri Bhagavan uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan uvacha.
Maya shakta manaparta.
Maya shakta manaparta.
Yoga yunjan marasraya.
Yoga yunjan manasraya.
Asamsayam samagramam.
Asamsayam samagrayam.
Yata yachchasi tachtrinu.
Yata sishat tachtrinu.
Very good. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
The Supreme Lord said.
Svevišnji Gospodin reče.
Mayi.
Mayi.
To me.
To me. Meni.
Ashakta mana.
Ashakta mana.
Mind attached.
Mind attached. Uma vezanog.
Partha.
Partha.
O son of Prita.
O son of Opritin sine.
Yogam.
Yogam.
Self-realization.
Self-realization. Samospoznaje.
Yujjan.
Yujjan.
Practicing.
Practicing. Slijed.
Marasrayaha.
Marasrayaha.
In consciousness of me. Krishna consciousness.
Svjestan mene Krishne.
Asamsayam.
Asamsayam.
Without doubt.
Without. Nedvojebeno.
Samagram.
Samagram.
Completely.
Completely. Potpuno.
Mam.
Mam.
Me.
Mene.
Yata.
Yata.
How.
Kako.
Yachchasi. You can know.
Tat. Možeš spoznati.
Tat. That.
To.
Srinu.
Srinu.
Try to hear.
Try to. Počuj.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Now hear, O son of Prita, how by practicing of yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt."
Svevišnja božanska osoba reče, "Počuj sada, o Pritin sine, kako me slijedjenjem procesa joge, potpuno svjestan mene, uma privržena meni, možeš potpuno spoznati, oslobođen sumnje."
Purport, by his, is there anyone here who knows only English?
Ima neko ovdje ko zna samo
just one person. You can read the purport later. You just do the purport in Croatian.
Smisao šlo pravopada. U sedmom poglavlju Bhagavad Gita bit će potpuno opisana priroda svjesnosti Krišne. Krišna je pun sveg obilja i u ovom će poglavlju biti opisano kako očituje ta obilja. Krišna će opisati četiri vrste sretnih ljudi koji mu postaju privrženi i četiri vrste nesretnih ljudi koji ga nikada ne prihvaćaju. U prvih šest poglavlja Bhagavad Gita živo je biće bilo opisano kao nematerijalna duhovna duša, koja različitim vrstama joge može dostići samospoznaju. Na kraju šestoga poglavlja bilo je objašnjeno da je postojana usredotočenost uma na Krišnu ili drugim riječima svjesnost Krišne najviši oblik joge. Apsolutna istina može se u potpunosti spoznati samo usredotočivanjem uma na Krišnu, ni na koji drugi način. Spoznaja neosobnog brahmađotija ili lokalizirane paramatme ne predstavlja savršeno znanje o apsolutnoj istini, jer je djelomična. Potpuno znanstveno znanje je Krišna i onome koje je svjestan Krišne sve se razotkriva. U potpunoj svjesnosti Krišne osoba zna da je Krišna krajnje nepobitno znanje. Različite vrste joge samo su sredstva za postizanje cilja na putu svjesnosti Krišne. Onaj ko se izravno posvijeti svjesnosti Krišne samim tim stječe potpuno znanje o brahmađotiju i paramatmi. Njegujući svjesnost Krišne shvaća sve u potpunosti, apsolutnu istinu, živa bića, materijalnu prirodu i njihova očitovanja. Stoga trebamo početi primjenjivati jogu u skladu sa uputama koje je Krišna dao u posljednjem stihu šestoga poglavlja. Um možemo usredotočiti na Krišnu, svevišnjeg, propisanim predanim služenjem u devet različitih oblika, od kojih je Šravanam prvi i najvažniji. Gospodin zato kaže Arđuni Tat Srinu, počuj me. Niko ne može biti veći autoritet od Krišne, zato osoba koja sluša njegove riječi stječe najveću priliku za dostizanje savršene svjesnosti Krišne. Znanje moramo primiti od samoga Krišne ili od Krišnina čistog bhakte, a ne od bezbožna Skorojevića, ponosna na svoju akademsku naobrazbu. Proces razumijevanja Krišne, svevišnje božanske osobe, apsolutne istine, opisan je u drugom poglavlju prvog pjevanja Šrimad Bhagavatama.
Just do the translation.
Slušanje vedskih spisa koji govore o Krišni ili Bhagavad Gita koji je izgovorio sam Krišna, pobožno je djelo. Gospodin Krišna, koji prebiva u srcu svih živih bića, djeluje kao najdobrohotniji prijatelj i pročišćava baktu koji neprestano sluša o njemu. Na taj način, bakta prirodno razvija svoje uspavano transcendentalno znanje. Slušajući Bhagavatam ili bakte koji govore o Krišni, posvećuje se predanom služenju gospodina sa sve većom odlučnošću. Napredujući u predanom služenju, oslobađa se guna strasti i neznanja, a materijalna požuda i pohlepa postupno nestaju. Pročišćen od tih nečistoća, ostaje postojano utemeljen na razini čiste vrline, nalazi nadahnuće u predanom služenju i savršeno shvaća nauku Bogu. Tako bhakti yoga presica čvrst čvor materijalne privlačnosti i omogućuje mu da se odmah uzdigne na razinu amšajam samagram, razumijevanja vrhovne apsolutne istine božanske osobe. Bhagavatam, prvo pjevanje, drugo poglavlje, 17.21. Nauku o Krišni možemo shvatiti jedino slušanjem Krišne ili njegova bhakti svjesno Krišni.
Om agyan timirandasya gena jana salakaya chaksu unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya manobhistam stapditam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam tadanti svam padantikam Bande ham shi guru shi yuta pade kamalam shi guru vaishnavamscha shi rupam sagrajatam sahaganad raganatam pitam tam sajivam
Advaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta
Radha Kanta Namostute
Tapta Kanchara Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, what's being stressed here is the importance of hearing.
Ono što je ovdje naglašeno je važnost slušanja.
There are 9 processes of devotional service.
Ima 9 procesa predanog služenja.
And each one of these processes are fully empowered to make one Krishna conscious.
I svaki od tih procesa je u potpunosti opunomoćen da osobu učini svjesnom Krišne.
But it's explained by the acharyas that all these processes must accompany the process of hearing.
Ali acharye su objasnile da svi ovi procesi moraju da budu popraćeni slušanjem.
Hearing is the basis of all understanding of the process of Krishna consciousness.
Slušanje je baza čitavog procesa svjesnosti Krišne.
Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam. By hearing, then we can understand what we should be doing.
Slušanjem možemo da shvatimo šta treba da radimo.
How we should be praying.
How we should be
praying.
Kako da se molimo.
What should we be chanting.
O čemu da pjevamo.
How should we be serving.
Kako da služimo.
In other words, everything is understood through the process of hearing.
Drugim riječima, sve možemo da shvatimo procesom slušanja.
And this process of hearing is very powerful.
Ovaj proces slušanja je jako moćan.
But there are certain requirements that are necessary in order to make the process effective.
Ali potrebe su određene predispozicije kako bi proces slušanja bio efektivan.
Krishna says here what they are.
A Krishna ovdje objašnjava koji
one
su to.
One has to hear from me, Krishna says.
Krishna kaže, osoba treba da sluša od mene.
Or one has to hear from a representative of Krishna, a bona fide representative.
Ili osoba treba da sluša od autoriziranog predstavnika Krishne.
Simply by hearing from Krishna or Krishna's representative, then one is immediately awakened to the process of bhakti.
Jednostavno slušanjem od Krishne ili od njegovog predstavnika, osoba odmah biva probuđena u proces bhakti.
They say if you want to wake up a sleeping man,
kaže se, ako želite da probudite čovjeka koji spava, morate da proizvedete neki zvuk.
And that wakes him up.
I to će ga probuditi.
So the living entity is sleeping.
I tako živo biće spava.
What is that song? Jeev jago, jeev jago, Gora Chandra Bhole. Kota nidra jayo maya pista chira kohole. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains or sings, wake up, sleeping soul, wake up. You're sleeping in the lap of the witch of maya.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur objašnjava, odnosno pjeva, probudi se uspavana duša, dugo se spavala na krilu vještice maje.
So the process of waking up is the process of hearing.
I proces buđenja je proces slušanja.
And one must hear from Krishna or Krishna's representative.
I osoba treba da sluša od Krishne ili od njegovog predstavnika.
In other words, one must hear the pure sound.
Drugim riječima, osoba treba da čuje čisti zvuk.
This pure sound goes right to the heart.
Jer čisti zvuk ide direktno do srca.
And awakens one to their relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I budi osobu do njenog odnosa sa svevišnjom božanskom osobom.
This process of hearing is so powerful and so essential.
Ovaj proces slušanja je tako važan i tako esencijalan.
The mind is covered with so many anarthas or so much contaminated due to association with material energy.
Um je prekriven sa tako puno anarti, odnosno sa tako puno stvari koje dolaze od druženja sa materijalnom energijom.
And it's explained that by hearing the Lord's name, by chanting the Lord's name, which means to hear the Lord's name, gradually, and of course the pastimes of the Lord, gradually the dust, the contamination, the anarthas from the mind gradually start to go.
I objašnjeno je da će pjevanjem svetog imena gospodina, što znači njegovim slušanjem i naravno i zabava gospodina Krišne, da će sva te anarte i sva ta kontaminacija da postepeno nestane iz uma.
But one has to hear regularly.
Ali osoba treba to da radi redovno.
Krishna says, with mind fixed upon me.
I ovdje Krišna kaže, sa umom privrženim meni.
That means one has to hear with attention.
To znači da osoba treba da pažljivo sluša.
But not only with attention.
Ali ne samo pažljivo.
But the word is rapt attention.
A riječ koja je ovdje upotrebljena je sa...
That means one has to hear with as much attention as one can.
Sa jakom pažnjom.
Muster up.
To znači da osoba treba da jako, jako pažljivo sluša.
And by that concentrated and regular hearing, gradually one starts to awaken to devotional service. In other words, one becomes inspired to serve the Lord.
I onda takvim koncentrisanim i redovnim slušanjem osoba biva inspirisana da redovno služi gospodinu.
But this hearing process must accompany what we say regular amounts of hearing. Not just hearing a little bit, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour. One must hear satatam regularly, always.
I ovo treba da bude popraćeno sa slušanjem, a redovnim slušanjem, to ne samo 5 minuta, ali nekim kratkim rokom, nego velikim količinama, redovno, odnosno stalno, satatam je riječ koja je upotrebljena.
We're being bombarded with sound vibrations from the material energy.
Nas materijalna energija bombarduje sa zvučnom vibracijom.
So many material sounds surrounding our mind and our life.
Toliko puno materijalnih zvukova nas okružuje.
And gradually these sounds are again reinforcing our material contamination, our material conditioning.
I taj materijalni zvuk ponovo budi našu materijalnu uslovljenost.
So we have to counteract that by regularly hearing from Krishna and hearing from Krishna's pure devotee.
Ali mi moramo da se tome usprostavimo sa redovnim slušanjem od Krišne ili od njegovih čistih
bhakta. Through this process of hearing, one wakens to the desire to serve the Lord.
I postepeno ovim slušanjem osoba se budi se njegova želja da služi gospodina.
Now this is, we see that the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ovo vidimo u Srimad Bhagavatam.
It was spoken by Sukadeva Goswami.
Koji izgovorio Sukadeva Goswami.
He spoke to Maharaj Parikshit.
Govori Parikshit Maharaju.
Who was Maharaj Parikshit? He was the king of the world.
Maharaj Parikshit, on je bio kralj svijeta.
He was cursed to die in 7 days. Supposedly he committed an offense to a sage, and the sage's son cursed him to die in 7 days.
On je pretpostavljam napravio uvredu jednom svecu i njegov sin tog sveca ga je prokleo da umre za 7 dana.
And he was the king, he left his kingdom, he left his family, he left all his wealth, he left everything. He was not only a king, but he was the undisputed king of the world.
On bio ne samo kralj, nego vrhovni kralj čitavog svijeta i on je ostavio svoje kraljevstvo, svoje porodicu i sve je ostavio.
It says that he left his kingdom just as a person leaves after passing stool.
Rečeno je da je on ostavio svoje kraljevstvo kao što osoba napušta kada izvrši nuždu.
He just had no attachments.
Nije imao nikakvih vezanosti.
And he went to the banks of the Ganges and sat down to fast until death.
I otišao na obalu Gange kako bi postio do smrti.
All the sages and saints in the universe heard about this king's austerity.
I svi sveci iz univerzuma su čuli za njegovu strogost koju je vršio.
And they came from everywhere to see who was this king that was performing these great austerities.
I došli su iz širom univerzuma da vide ko je taj svetac koji radi te strogosti.
And among all these sages and saints was one very powerful saint.
I među svim tim svecima bio je jedan jako moćan svetac.
He was a young boy of only 16 years old.
Bio to jedan mladi dečko koji imao samo 16 godina.
He was the son of Vyasadeva.
I bio je Vyasadev sin.
Sukadev Goswami. He
Sukadev
came.
Goswami.
And when he came, everyone just stood up and honored his presence as being the most learned and most exalted of everyone.
I kada je došao, svi su ustali kako bi mu odali poštovanje kao najučenijem.
After taking the seat of honor, he
he started to speak to Maharaj Parikshit.
I nakon što je sjeo na počasno mjesto, počeo da govori Parikshit Maharaj.
Maharaj Parikshit requested him to speak the glories of the Lord.
Maharaj Parikshit ga je zamolio da govori o slavama Gospodina.
Therefore he began to narrate what is now the Srimad Bhagavatam.
I tako on počeo da izgovara ono što danas imamo kao Srimad Bhagavatam.
Gradually going through all the cantos, he started to narrate the name, fame, form, pastimes and glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I postepeno prošao kroz sva pjevanja i govorio o imenu, obliku, zabavama Gospodina.
Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Parikshit was so absorbed in hearing that he forgot to eat.
Maharaj Parikshit je bio tako apsorbiran u slušanje da zaboravio da jede.
He didn't even drink any water.
He
was so absorbed. Sukadev Goswami was narrating those pastimes with pure love and devotion, with great and great erudition.
I zaboravio da spava i da jede, nije popio ni malo vode, jer Šukadev Goswami mu je pričao sa takvom devocijom, sa takvim
This went on for six full days.
I to je trajalo šest punih dana.
Right before Sukadev Goswami was about to narrate Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, the 10th canto, he said to Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj, do you want a break?
I baš prije nego što je trebao da izgovori deseto pjevanje o zabavama Gospodina Krišne u Vrindavanu, on je rekao, Maharaj, želiš li...
Water, do you want to take a break?
Maharaj, da li želiš možda da napravimo pauzu, da uzmeš malo vode, da se odmorimo?
He said to Sukadev, this is what I've been waiting for, the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. Don't stop now. Narrate these pastimes, please.
I on je onda rekao, Šukadev, ovo sam čekao čitavo vrijeme da čujem te zabave Krišne, molim te govori.
Sukadev Goswami, when he heard that, he became doubly enthusiastic.
A Šukadev Goswami, kada je to čuo, postao duplo entuzijastičan.
He complimented Maharaj Parikshit for his devotion and then started to narrate Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan.
I pohvalio je Maharaja za taj njegov entuzijazam i počeo da pripovijeda o zabavama Gospodina u Vrindavanu.
And for another full day, the 10th, 11th and 12th cantos were narrated by Sukadev Goswami.
I za taj naredni dan i izgovoren je 10. 11. 12. poglavlje.
After hearing Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, he was completely free from all fear. And he was ready to meet his destiny.
I nakon što je čuo ta pjevanja, on je bio oslobođen od svog straha i bio je spreman da se suoči sa svojom sudbinom.
But something happened right at that time.
I nešto se desilo za to vrijeme.
As he was leaving the scene, he was going down to another place to meet his death in the fame in the form of this snake bird that was about to take his life.
Nakon što je odlazio sa tog mjesta na drugo gdje je trebao da se sretne sa tom zmijom koja ga je trebala ugristi, čijeg je ugriza trebao da umre.
Guess what happened?
Pogodite šta se desilo.
His mother came.
Došla je njegova majka.
His mother said, my son, you have heard from Sukadev Goswami 7 days about the glories of the Lord. I'm your mother. Please tell me what he said.
I ona je rekla, moj sine, 7 dana si slušao od Šukadev Goswamija, molim te, ja sam tvoja majka, molim te reci mi šta ti je rekao.
He said, mother, I don't have time.
On je rekao, o majko, ja nemam vremena.
About to leave this world.
Ja ću da napustim svijet.
She says, please, you have to give me something.
Ona je rekla, molim te, pa moraš mi dati nešto, ja sam ti majka.
He said, okay.
On je rekao,
and he narrated the glories of the devotees.
I govorio je slavama Bhakta.
Which is now known as the Sri Briha Bhagavatamrita.
I što je sada poznato kao Sri Briha Bhagavatamrita.
One aspect of the Briha Bhagavatamrita is the glories of the devotees as Narada Muni goes throughout the universe meeting all the great devotees of the Lord.
Jedan aspekt Briha Bhagavatamrita je kada Narada Muni prolazi kroz čitav univerzum i sreće različite bhakte.
You have a copy of that?
Jel imate kopije?
No.
Primjerke?
In English it's available. Do you have it in the local language?
No.
Oh, if you get a chance, read it, and if somebody can translate it, it is considered to be the essence of Bhagavatam.
Ako je moguće da to pročitate, molim vas pročitajte, zato što se to smatra esencijom Bhagavatam.
It's so sweet.
Tako je slatko.
Glories of the pure devotees.
Slave čistih bhakta.
He heard, so not only did he listen for 7 days, but he remembered what Sukadeva Goswami said.
I ne samo da je slušao 7 dana, nego i zapamtio što je Sukadeva Goswami rekao.
And he understood the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam is the glories of the Lord and the glories of his devotees, not just the Lord.
I shvatio da je smisao Bhagavatama slave Gospodina i ne samo njegove slave, nego i slave njegovih bhakta.
So this process of hearing is so important.
Tako da je ovaj proces slušanja tako važan.
Prabhupada makes another point. In the purport he says, one should not hear from someone who is simply has academic knowledge.
I Prabhupada ovde pravi u smislu još jednu pointu, kaže da ne bi trebalo slušati od osobe koja ima samo akademsko znanje.
There are many scholars.
Ima puno
there
učenjaka.
There are many persons who study religious scriptures.
Ima puno ljudi koji proučavaju religijske spise.
From an academic point of view, and they have great understanding, they have great information of what's in the scriptures.
I oni nemaju pravo razumijevanja, ali imaju puno informacija šta se nalazi u spisima.
And many times they know more than those who are devotees.
I puno puta oni znaju više od bhakta.
But they have no realization.
Ali nemaju nikakvu realizaciju.
Therefore, their knowledge is useless.
I zbog toga je njihovo znanje beskorisno.
So one should not hear from mayavadis. One should not hear from one who is not engaged in devotional service.
Ne bi trebalo slušati od Majavadija i uopšte od osoba koje nisu uključene u predano služenje.
Milk is considered the best of all foods.
Which food?
Milk.
Mlijeko se smatra najboljim od svih plodova.
Because all the nutritional values that is necessary are found in milk.
Zato što se sve te vrijednosti koje su potrebne nalaze se u mlijeku.
In fact, some sages, they live simply by drinking milk.
I u stvari neki sveci žive samo od pijenja mlijeka.
And Krishna's pastimes are like milk.
A Krishnine zabave su poput mlijeka.
But if a snake comes along and starts drinking the milk,
ali ako naiđe zmija i počne da pije to mlijeko,
it still looks like milk.
No, još uvijek izgleda kao mlijeko.
But the snake puts its poison in the milk, and if you drink that milk, you will die.
Ali zmija je stavila svoj otrov u to mlijeko i ako ga popijete, umrijet ćete.
So to hear the glories of the Lord from those who are not authorized is like taking milk touched by the lips of a snake.
Tako da je slušanje od osoba koje nisu autorizirane nalikuje pijenju tog mlijeka koje je dodirnula zmija.
I'll tell you a story.
I ispričat ću vam jednu priču.
You'd like to hear stories?
Ne volite slušati priče.
We told so many stories today.
Danas pričamo tako puno priča.
We can continue.
Možemo da nastavimo s tim.
This is a more contemporary story.
Ovo je jedna moderna priča.
When I first joined the Hare Krishna movement in New Vrindavan.
Ja sam se Hare Krishna pokretu pridružio u Novom Vrindavanu.
And I had the good fortune of being with His Holiness Radhanath Swami. We both joined at practically the same time. In fact, he joined a year before I did.
Ja sam imao veliku sreću da sam se pridružio zajedno sa njegovom svetošću Radhanath Maharajom. U stvari, on se pridružio godinu dana prije mene.
While he was in New Vrindavan, he would go out and preach and do programs in colleges and high schools and other things.
I dok smo bili u Novom Vrindavanu, imali smo običaj da smo odlazili na univerzitete i srednje škole i tamo propovjedali i pravili programe.
So one day, one professor who contacted the community and says, can you send one of your devotees to my school? I would like to hear, my class would like to hear something about your movement.
I jednom prilikom jedan profesor je nazvao našu zajednicu i zamolio je ako možemo da vam pošaljemo jednog od bhakta, rekao je moji studenti bi željeli da čuju nešto o vašem pokretu.
Now this professor, he had done his PhD in the Gita Govinda.
I ovaj profesor je doktorirao na Gita Govindi.
You know what the Gita Govinda is?
Znate li šta je Gita Govinda?
The Gita Govinda is the most deep, esoteric, sweet, intimate, loving pastimes between Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. And Prabhupada says devotees shouldn't read this. It's too deep, too high.
Gita Govinda je spis koji govori o naj...
It's written by Jayadev Goswami.
Koji je napisao Jayadev Goswami i to je najezoteričnije, najintimnije, najdublje zabave Radhe i Krishna u Vrindavanu za koje Šrila Prabhupada rekao kako bhakte to ne bi trebali čitati koliko je to duboko.
Now this professor, he did his dissertation, his PhD paper on Gita Govinda.
A ovaj profesor je uradio svoju disertaciju doktorsku na ovu temu.
So Radhanath Maharaj went to the school and he gave a lecture. It was a high school.
I Radhanath Maharaj je otišao u tu srednju školu i dao je lekciju.
In America they have the grammar schools and then they have the high schools and then they have the colleges. High schools like in between. It's like middle school almost.
To je, u Americi imaju taj sistem sa osnovnim školama, srednjim školama i koleđima i to je kao srednja
students
škola.
Students are about 14-15 years old.
I ti studenti tu, oni su imali oko 14-15 godina.
So he spoke about Krishna.
I on je govorio o Krišni.
Krishna consciousness.
I svjesnosti Krišne.
And then at the end of the class, the professor, he came up to Radhanath Maharaj, he said, how can you say Krishna is God?
I na kraju te lekcije taj profesor je došao Radhanath Maharaj i rekao kako možeš reći da je Krishna Bog?
He's doing all kinds of sporting activities with girls in bushes.
On se na razne
načine. And you can call him God?
On se na razne načine zabavlja sa djevojkama po grmlju i ti ga zoveš Bog?
Now this man had a PhD in Gita Govinda.
Ovaj čovjek je imao doktorsku disertaciju na Gita Govindu.
Radhanath Maharaj said, my dear sir, have you read Bhagavad Gita?
I Radhanath Maharaj rekao, moj dragi gospodine, da li si ti pročitao Bhagavad Gita?
The professor said, what does that have to do with it?
Profesor je rekao, šta to ima veze s ovim?
He said, just like if you want to understand higher mathematics, you have to understand basic principles of math before.
On je rekao, to je baš kao ako želite da shvatite višu matematiku, morate da shvatite osnove matematike
so
na prvom
mjestu. So before you can
mjestu.
Understand Krishna and Vrindavan, you have to understand Krishna is the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita.
Ako želite da shvatite Krishnu u Vrindavanu, morate da shvatite Krishnu kao onoga koji je izgovorio Bhagavad Gita.
But the professor, he couldn't accept it.
Ali profesor to nije mogao prihvatiti.
So some discussion was gone around. Finally, his professor's wife, she came along. She said, it's time to go to lunch. So that was the end of the conversation.
I neko vrijeme su razgovarali i to je došla žena od ovoga profesora i rekla, vrijeme je za ručak i tako se završio razgovor.
But the point was, this man, he had great academic knowledge and very high spiritual literature. But still, he couldn't understand that Krishna was God.
Ali poenta je ta da je ovaj čovjek imao veliko znanje o ovim visokim temama, ali on ipak nije mogao da shvati da je Krishna Bog.
There are many like that also.
Ima puno takvih ljudi.
So we don't hear from such persons because they mistake gold for metal.
I zato ne trebamo slušati od takvih ljudi zato što oni zlato smatraju za obični metal.
Krishna's pastimes are like gold and they think they are like ordinary boy and girl activities.
Ove Krišne zabave su poput zlata, ali oni to smatraju običnim aktivnostima.
So therefore Krishna says you must hear from me or my pure representative.
I zato Krišna kaže moraš slušati od mene ili od mog čistog predstavnika.
And then in the Bhagavatam it says by hearing from Krishna, Krishna within your heart, he purifies the heart.
I zato Krishna kaže, slušajući od mene, Krishna unutar srca će da ga pročisti.
He destroys inauspiciousness.
On uništava sve što je nepovoljno.
He destroys lust and greed.
Uništava požudu i pohlepu.
When lust and greed start to go from the living entity, gradually one starts to come to the mode of goodness.
Kada požuda i pohlepa napuštaju živo biće, tako ona postepeno dolazi u gunu vrline.
When one reaches the mode of goodness, then one can understand the glories of Krishna.
Kada osoba,
as he hears them with great happiness.
Kada osoba dođe u gunu vrline, onda može da shvati slave Krišne.
As long as we still have lusty desires to enjoy the senses, and are greedy after material things, we can not understand the glories of Krishna consciousness.
Dok god imamo požudne želje u svome srcu, ne možemo da shvatimo slave svjesnosti Krišne.
These things are like blocks over our pure soul.
Ove stvari su poput velikih blokova koji se nalaze na čistoj duši.
So they have to be wiped away by the power of transcendental sound.
I oni moraju da budu uklonjene moći transcendentalnog zvuka.
So one has to hear regularly the glories of the Lord.
I zato osoba treba da redovno sluša slave Gospodine.
Chant regularly the glories of the Lord.
Treba redovno da pjeva slave Gospodine.
That's why the morning program is so important.
I to je razlog zašto je jutarnji program tako važan.
I know many of you have jobs and you have families and you're not always able to make the morning program. But you should have morning program in your home.
Znam da mnogi od vas rade i da nemaju možda uvijek priliku da imaju jutarnji program, ali bilo bi dobro da ga imaju kod svoje kuće.
After every day chant together, sing the glories of the Lord, hear for the glories of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita.
This is our medicine, this is our diet, this is our food.
Na kraju svakog dana trebalo bismo da slušamo slave Gospodina, da ih pjevamo, da zajedno pjevamo slave Gospodina. To je naša dijeta, to je naš lijek, naša hrana.
Just like we get nourishment from eating food, the body becomes strong and healthy from eating foodstuffs.
Isto tako kao što naše tijelo postaje zdravo I jako jedući razne vrste hrane.
Similarly, the soul also must have regular nourishment.
Na isti način duša mora redovno da dobija hranu.
And that nourishment is hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord from the Lord's personally or from the Lord's pure devotees.
A ta hrana je slušanje I izgovaranje Gospodinovih slava, slušanje od Krišne ili od njegovih čistih bhakta.
And then one must develop this attachment for hearing. We must develop an eagerness to hear.
Svako mora da razvije tu vezanost za slušanje, odnosno da tu žarku želju da sluša.
So some people say, well, I don't have that eagerness. I don't have any taste for hearing. How do I get the taste?
Neki ljudi kažu, ja nemam tu želju za slušanjem, nemam tu, kako da je dobijem?
It's a good question, right? When you don't have something and you want to figure out how to get it, right?
To je dobro pitanje. Ako nešto nemamo I želimo da ga dobijemo, dobro je pitanje kako da to dobijemo.
So it's explained how to get it. How to get that taste for hearing. Taste means something you look forward to. You're eager for. You know it's valuable. I'm sorry.
I ovdje je opisano kako da dobijemo taj ukus za slušanje. Ukus znači tu želju da imamo to, da čujemo.
So there's a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shushusha sharadanasya vasudeva kataruchi samnyat seva vipurnya tirtana sevana. By rendering service to great souls, great service is done, and by such service one gets a desire to hear the glories of the Lord.
Postoji jedan stih u Bhagavatamu koji opisuje. Can you just please?
Yeah, narrate that again.
Yes, just a little shorter sentences. I
shortened it already. I'll make it
even
shorter.
It's too short.
I'll make it pint size.
Okay. This verse.
By rendering service to great souls.
Služenjem uzvišenih duša.
Great service is done.
Radi se velika služba.
And by such service one gets an affinity.
I s takvim služenjem osoba dobija afinitet.
For hearing the message of Vasudeva or Krishna.
Za slušanje poruke Vasudeva ili Krishne.
So by rendering service to pure devotees one gets a taste to hear the glories of the Lord.
Dakle služenjem čistih bhakta osoba dobija ukus da sluša.
So here's the key.
I to je ključ.
So by serving the devotees of the Lord then we awaken to the desire to hear the Lord. And when we have a desire to hear the Lord, you can know that your spiritual life is, what we say, going good.
Dakle, služenjem bhakta dobijamo želju da slušamo od Krišne I kada imamo tu želju, tada možemo da znamo da naš duhovni život dobro ide.
If you have no or little desire to hear and chant, that means you're in trouble.
Ako nemate, ako imate jako malo ili nemate želje da slušate, to znači da ste u nevolji.
So you have to have that desire to hear, to heed, to chant, to serve, to associate.
Dakle, morate imati tu želju da slušate, da čujete, da služite.
And that comes by serving great souls.
I to dolazi služenjem uzvišenih duša.
And then when we hear, then we go deep into the sound, the meaning of what we hear.
I kako budemo slušali, ući ćemo duboko u značenje onoga o čemu slušamo.
Every word of the scriptures is full of meaning.
Jer svaka riječ spisa je puna značenja.
Prabhupada used to say, each word, there is unlimited meaning in it.
Prabhupada je govorio da svaka riječ ima neograničeno značenje.
And that is a fact, because this literature is not what we say limited, it's unlimited.
I to je zaista činjenica, zato što ovi spisi nisu ograničeni, oni su neograničeni.
Therefore, Prabhupada said, if you just read Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, you can become fully self-realized. These two books are enough.
Zato je Prabhupada govorio da samo čitanjem Bhagavad Gita I Srimad Bhagavatam možete postati potpuno samospoznati. Te dvije knjige su dovoljne.
So many other literature too.
A sada imamo tako puno I druge literature.
So this literature is like concentrated nectar.
I tako da je ova literatura poput koncentriranog nektara.
Absorb ourself in hearing the glories of the Lord. And when you hear the glories of the Lord, what do you do next? When you hear sufficiently, what happens next?
I onda apsorbiramo se u slavi gospodina, a kada dovoljno čujemo, šta je onda sljedeće što će da se desi?
Huh? Somebody said it, but...
Action.
Yeah, the service, yes, but there's something else. Yeah. When you hear enough, then you chant.
Dakle, kada dovoljno čujete, onda ćete početi da pjevate.
Hearing leads to chanting.
Pjevanje, slušanje vodi do pjevanja.
And chanting leads to what?
A pjevanje vodi do čega? Smarana.
Smarana, remembering.
Do sjećanja.
And remembering is Krishna consciousness.
A sjećanje je svjesnost Krišne.
That's the process.
To je proces.
Regular hearing.
Redovno slušanje.
Glorifying.
Slavljenje.
And then remembering.
I onda sjećanje.
His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he was very expert at coming up with amazing statistics.
A njegova svetost Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj je bio ekspert u različitim statistikama.
And he said this one statistic.
I jednom prilikom je rekao ovu statistiku.
This was in the United States.
To je rekao u Sjedinjenim Državama.
Mundane statistics by the ordinary people of the world.
To je svjetovna statistika od običnih ljudi ovoga svijeta.
But it has a very powerful message for us.
Ali ima jako moćnu poruku da nam prenese.
The statistic is that people generally remember 10% of what they read.
Statistika je sljedeća da se ljudi obično sjećaju 10% onoga čega pročitaju.
So people don't generally remember much after reading.
Što znači da se generalno ljudi ne sjećaju mnogo onoga što pročitaju.
10%.
10%.
And people generally remember 20% of what they hear.
A ljudi se generalno sjećaju 20% onoga što čuju.
So after the end of this class, if you remember 1/5 of what I said, that's pretty good.
Dakle, na kraju ove lekcije, ako se budete sjećali 1/5 onoga što sam rekao, to će biti dobro.
So generally people remember 20% of what they hear.
Dakle, generalno ljudi se sjećaju oko 20% onoga što čuju.
And they remember 30% of what they see.
I sjećaju se 30% onoga što vide.
We see a lot of things, but we don't remember.
Vidimo puno stvari, ali ih se ne sjećamo.
They remember 50% of what they see and hear together.
Sjećaju se 50% onoga što vide i čuju u isto vrijeme.
So when you hear and then you see what something is being visually spoken about, your remembrance goes up to 50%.
Dakle, kada nešto čujete i onda i vidite to što je bilo izgovoreno, sjeća će se 50% toga.
And people remember 70% of what they do.
Ljudi se sjećaju 70% onoga što urade.
And here's the main statistic. People remember 90% of what they teach.
I sada dolazi glavna statistika. Ljudi se sjećaju 90% onoga što podučavaju drugi.
If you want to remember something, speak it.
Dakle, ako želite da se sjećate nečega, izgovorite to.
Like many of you are taking notes, that's good.
Kao što mnogi od vas sada uzimaju zabilješke, to je dobro.
Then read your notes over and speak them back to someone.
I onda ponovo pročitajte te bilješke i izgovorite to nekome.
Taking notes.
To je vježba, uzimanje bilješki.
It helps you to remember.
Pomaže vam da se sjećate.
Then you can speak them to others.
I onda to možemo da kažemo drugima.
You can also speak them just by remembering, by hearing them.
Možemo sjećati samo slušajući to.
I remember when I first joined the Hare Krishna movement, I was a devotee in New Vrindavan.
Sjećam se kada sam se pridružio pokretu za svjesnost Krišne, bio sam bhakta u Novom Vrindavanu.
New Vrindavan was different than any other place in the Hare Krishna movement.
Novi Vrindavan je bio različit od bilo kojeg drugog mjesta u Hare Krishna pokretu.
Srila Prabhupada said, if a person cannot make it anywhere in the movement, they should go to New Vrindavan.
Prabhupada je rekao, ako neko ne može da uspije na bilo kojem mjestu u našem pokretu, onda treba da ode na kraju Novi Vrindavan.
So the most fallen people were in New Vrindavan.
Tako da su najpaliji ljudi bili u Novom Vrindavanu.
So you know, you can get a little understanding of my position.
Tako da sada možete da malo shvatite moju poziciju.
I spent 20 years there.
Proveo sam tamo 20 godina.
Anyway, we used to have a little game we used to play.
Imali smo jednu malu igru koju smo se tamo igrali i bila je to dobra igra.
Because generally everyone would fall asleep in class.
Zato što bi generalno svi zaspali u toku lekcije.
Sometimes the whole class would be sleeping.
Ponekad bi svi spavali na lekciji.
And one time even the person who was speaking, he also fell asleep. Yes, it's a true story.
Jednom prilikom je čak i osoba koja je davala lekciju zaspala.
But he had a certain way of falling asleep that he, when he woke up, he wouldn't miss a word.
I on imao tako poseban način kako bi zaspao. Zaspao bi i ne bi onda propustio čak ni jednu riječ.
He would go, sarva dharma pariksha jama. Mamme kam sarvam. Could pick up right where he left off.
Nastavio bi tačno tamo gdje je stao.
Because I don't think you know much about New Vrindavan. We had a very unusual schedule.
Imali smo jako neobičan raspored.
We had no japa period.
Nismo imali vrijeme za japu uopšte predviđeno.
Mangal Arati was at 4:30.
Mangal Arati je bio u 4:30.
Followed by Tulsi Puja, Guru Puja, class, then breakfast, and then out to work.
I onda bi bila Tulsi Puja, Guru Puja, doručak i onda bismo išli na rad.
Because the community leader had one policy and that was work hard.
Zato što je vođa naše zajednice imao jedan moto koji je znao težak rad.
Worked hard.
I svi su teško radili.
And so everybody was most of the time tired, so when it came to class everybody just fell asleep.
I svi su bili tako strašno umorni kada bi došlo vrijeme za lekciju svi bi zaspali.
Because we used to get up so early.
Zato što smo se tako rano ustali.
The only way you could chant your rounds is you had to do it before Mangal Arati.
Jer je jedini način da izmantrate krugove bio ako to uradite prije Mangal Arati.
So everyone got up around 2:30.
Tako da se svi ustali otprilike oko 2:30.
Some people got up at 2.
Neki u 2.
And if you got up at 3, means you really are getting up late.
Ali ako ste se ustajali u 3, to je već značilo da se kasno ustajete.
And if you got up at 3:30, you were about to bloop. There was signs of showing weakness in your spiritual life.
Ako ste se ustajali u 3:30, već ste pokazivali znakove slabosti u vašem duhovnom životu i bili ste blizu toga da blupnete.
Yeah, it was really, I'm not exaggerating, this is not exaggeration.
Ovo uopšte ne pretjerujem.
And so, when it came to sitting down in class, everybody fell asleep.
I kada bi došlo do toga da trebamo da sjedimo i slušamo lekciju, svi bi zaspali.
They say in the Hare Krishna movement there are two mantras.
Kaže se da u Hare Krishna pokretu imaju dvije mantre.
One for going to sleep and one for waking up.
Jedna za odlazak na spavanje, druga za buđenje.
One for going to sleep is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Ovo je mantra za odlazak na spavanje.
And the one for waking up is Sarira Avidjata.
Ovo je bilo za buđenje mantra.
That always wakes everyone up.
Ta uvijek svakoga probudi.
So we decided to figure out a way to make people stay awake in class.
I tako smo pokušavali da nađemo način kako da ljude održimo budnima u toku lekcije.
Some devotees would stand up, but still they would fall asleep. They were standing up too.
Neki bhakti bi se čak i ustali, ali ipak bi zaspali stojeći.
Many times you would hear crash. Somebody would be sleeping, standing up, and he'd fall.
Često biste čuli neki onako udarac i onda biste vidjeli kako neko koji je stajao, on bi zaspao i samo bi pao.
So what we decided to do is we had a little game.
I šta smo odlučili da uradimo? Izmislili smo igru.
That you had to ask someone, some devotee during the day, what did they say in class?
Trebalo biste u toku dana da nekog bhaktu upitate o čemu se govorilo na današnjoj lekciji.
Someone would come up to you and say, Prabhu, what was class about?
Neko bi ti prišao i rekao bi, Prabhu, o čemu se govorilo danas na lekciji?
And if you couldn't speak, that means you were sleeping. Aha, you were sleeping.
I ako ne biste mogli odgovoriti, onda bi on rekao, aha, znači spavao si.
So you were caught.
I tako bismo bili uhvaćeni.
So the idea was everyone tried to stay awake because no one wanted to be embarrassed by being caught sleeping.
I ideja je bila ta da svi pokušavamo ostati budni jer niko ne bi htio da se osramoti da je zaspao na lekciji.
Devotees really tried to stay awake and they would remember what they heard. And when someone asked them, "What'd you hear in class?" they would speak it. And pretty soon everyone was speaking Krishna Katha. It was really good.
I onda bi se svako trudio da ostane
really
budan
nice.
I onda uskoro su svi počeli da govore Krishna Katha jer su se trudili, ostajali su budni, mogli su ponoviti što je bilo na lekciji, bilo jako dobro.
That was a wonderful way to keep everyone connected to the sound vibration. We would ask them,
what did he say in class? And then all of a sudden someone would say, well, the class was like this and like this and like this. And then all of a sudden you'd be speaking Krishna Katha and you'd be hearing about Krishna again.
To je bio predivan način da budemo povezani sa transcendentalnim zvukom, jer bi neko bi upitao o čemu se radilo na lekciji, onda bi on počeo da priča i stalno bi govorio o Krišni i nanovo bi slušao o njemu.
Or what did the deities wear today? What were they, what color was their dress? Or what, how were they dressed? And then you would speak about the deities and again you would be speaking about Krishna.
Ili bi vas neko pitao o božanstvima, kako su danas izgledali, koje im je boje bila odjeća, i onda bi opet govorili o njima.
So this was a nice process. We were, everyone was hearing and chanting. It went on for so many weeks, actually, for a long time.
I ovo je bio predivan način. Svi su tako pjevali i slušali, govorili o Krišnji.
So we have to do this. We have to hear and chant the glories of the Lord.
Mi treba da to radimo, da slušamo i pjevamo slave Gospodine.
Regularly.
Redovno.
Because unless we do, then we the mind is always speaking to us. You ever hear the mind speak? What's the mind? Mind is saying, go here, do this, this is not right, that person's not right, the prasadam's not right, he's not right, she's not right, they're not right, you're not right, no, no, it's not right. I'm not right, you're not right, the world's not right, Krishna's not merciful.
Mi to isto moramo da uradimo. Moramo uvijek da slušamo i pjevamo Krišnu, jer inače ćemo slušati um koji uvijek bruji, uvijek govori ovo nije dobro, ono nije dobro, on nije dobar, ja nisam dobar, Krišna nije milostiv.
Ništa ne. The mind just keeps complaining, right?
Um stalno se žali na nešto.
Turn it off.
Isključite ga.
But you can't just turn it off because it won't shut up sometimes.
Ali ne možete da ga isključite, on jednostavno neće da ušuti.
So you have to put something in it.
Zato morate staviti nešto u njega.
Put Krishna in it. If you keep hearing the sound vibration of Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's name, Krishna's qualities, keep the spiritual sound coming in, then the mind gradually starts becoming purified.
I tako stavljajte onaj Krišno ime, Krišne zabave, Krišne osobine, stavljajte taj transcendentalni zvuk u njega i postepeno će um da se pročisti.
And then the mind becomes quiet, becomes peaceful, becomes happy actually.
I u stvari um postaje zadovoljan, postaje miran.
So that's something we have to do. We have to hear regularly. That's what Krishna is saying. Hear from me, with mind fixed to be. And what will happen? You can know me simply by hearing about me.
I to je ono što Krišna govori. Slušaj od mene, sa umom privrženi meni i onda šta će se desiti? Upoznaćeš
me.
Jednostavno slušanjem o meni upoznaćeš me.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he loved to hear Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by Gadadhar Pandit.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je obožavao da sluša Srimad Bhagavatam koji izgovara u Gadadhar.
Gadadhar Pandit used to speak Srimad Bhagavatam so devotionally and so sweetly, and Lord Chaitanya would come just to listen to him speak.
Gadadhar Pandit je izgovarao Bhagavatam sa tako puno devocije i sa takvom slatkoćom da je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uvijek dolazio kod njega da ga sluša.
And Lord Chaitanya would say to Gadadhar Pandit, narrate the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj, narrate the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bi govorio, ajde sada govori mi o zabavama Prahlad Maharaja, ajde sada mi govori o Dhruva Maharaja.
And Gadadhar would speak the whole pastime.
I Gadadhar bi onda ispričao čitavu zabavu.
He would read it from the Bhagavatam.
Čitao bi je iz Bhagavatama.
And then Lord Chaitanya would listen.
I onda bi Chaitanya, gospodin Chaitanya bi slušao.
After he was done, he would say, read it again.
I nakon što bi završio, onda bi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, ajde sada ponovo.
Gadadhar read it again.
I Gadadhar bi ponovo pročitao.
And Lord Chaitanya said, read it again.
A gospodin Chaitanya bi rekao, pročitaj ponovo.
Gadadhar read it again.
A Gadadhar Pandit bi ponovo pročitao.
Lord Chaitanya said, read it again.
A gospodin Chaitanya bi rekao, čitaj ponovo.
And Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, says that Lord Chaitanya would listen to these pastimes 100 times in a row.
Vrindavan Das Thakur, autor Chaitanya Bhagavate, kaže da bi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slušao po stotinu puta, obožavao je te priče.
Just to hear the glories of the Lord. Oh,
samo da sluša slavama Gospodina.
I was just reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita today.
Danas sam baš čitao Chaitanya Charitamrita.
And Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy.
Gospodin Chaitanya je bio u ekstazi.
Experiencing the glories of Krishna in Vrindavan in his ecstatic symptoms.
Iskušavao je ekstatične simptome Krišne iz Vrindavana.
And his confidential devotees, Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, were around him, singing songs
from the Gita Govinda, singing, speaking the philosophy from Chandidas and from other wonderful songs and poetry, all about Lord Krishna's pastimes.
Njegovi povjerljivi sluge Svarup Damodar i Ramananda Roy su pjevali razne pjesme iz Gita Govinde i izgovarali filozofiju Chandidasa i drugih spisa.
And then Lord Chaitanya would say to Ramananda Roy, speak about the glories of Krishna in Vrindavan.
I na Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao Ramananda Roy, govori o zabavama gospodina u Vrindavanu.
And then Ramananda Roy would just start speaking verses from different scriptures about the glories of Krishna's pastimes.
I Ramananda Roy bi onda govorio različite stihove iz raznih spisa o zabavama gospodina.
And Lord Chaitanya would get so excited hearing Ramananda Roy, he would come in, he would cut him off, and he would start glorifying, and he would go on and on glorifying the Lord.
I gospodin Chaitanya bi upao u takav zanos da bi ga prekinuo i uletio bi onda bi on izgovarao i slavio gospodina sa stihovima.
Lord Chaitanya is the perfect devotee.
Gospodin Chaitanya je savršeni bhakta.
And he's teaching us what we should be doing.
I podučava nas šta bismo mi trebali da radimo.
We should be hearing as much as we can, chanting as much as we can the glories of the Lord.
Trebali bismo da slušamo što je moguće više i da pjevamo što je moguće više o slavama
gospodina.
To je tajna svjesnosti Krišne.
It's a secret because everyone knows it, but no, not everyone's doing it.
To je tajna zato što to svi znaju, ali nije da svi to rade.
A secret, how can something be a secret when everybody knows it?
Kako nešto može biti tajna ako to svi znaju?
Isn't that, we say that, this is the secret.
A mi to kažemo da je to tajna.
But everybody knows it.
Ali svi to znaju.
But those who know it are doing it. Those who just hear it, they don't know it.
Ali oni koji to znaju, oni to i rade, a oni koji to samo čuju,
so
oni to ne znaju.
Absorb ourselves in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord.
Sve se radi se o tome da slušamo i da pjevamo o slavama Gospodina što je moguće više.
So we have so many wonderful books.
Tako imamo tako puno predivnih knjiga.
Tapes. We can just tune in, turn on and get high, transcendental high.
I tako možemo da samo jednostavno da se priključimo i da slušamo tako puno predivnih lekcija i I don't know how to translate it really. Transcendentalno uzdizanje.
Going up.
Uzdizanje, ali na transcendentalni način.
So these pastimes, they take us into the association of the Lord. They take us into the association of the spiritual energy.
Ovo nas nosi u društvo gospodina i u društvo duhovne energije.
And when the impurities are wiped away, the devotee remains steady in pure goodness, becomes enlivened by devotional service, understands the science of God perfectly. Thus, bhakti yoga severs the hard knot of material affection and enables one to come to the stage of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Pročišćeno tih nečistoća ostaje postojano u temelju na razini čiste vrline, nalazi nadahnuće u predanom služenju i savršeno shvaća nauku Bogu. Tako bhakti yoga presjeca čvrst čvor materijalne privlačnosti i omogućuje mu da se odmah uzdigne na razinu razumijevanja vrhove apsolutne istine božanske osobe.
Therefore, only by hearing from Krishna or from his devotee in Krishna consciousness can one understand the science of Krishna.
Tako jedino slušanjem od Krišne ili njegova bhakti svjesnog s Krišne možemo shvatiti nauku o Krišni.
But we have to hear regularly, not just once a week.
Ali moramo slušati redovno, ne samo jednom sedmično.
Okay, any questions?
Ima li nekih pitanja?
Yes, Mataji.
To New Vrindavan. What was before
Maya?
Yes.
Maya.
Not, but how you became devotee and come to New Vrindavan?
How did I come?
Yes, there.
Pitanje kako Maharaj došao u Novi Vrindavan.
I forgot.
Zaboravio sam.
Krishna's mercy.
Krishna milost.
I forgot.
Zaboravio sam.
Somehow I got there.
Nekako sam došao tamo.
Oh. Yeah.
I was thinking, I would like to go to a nice community where in the country where it's nice and peaceful.
Razmišljao sam, volio bih da odem u jednu finu zajednicu negdje na selu gdje je mirno.
I could sit under the stars and just relax.
Gdje bih mogao sjediti ispod zvijezda i samo se opustiti.
Contemplate the goal of life.
Razmišljati o cilju života.
But when I got there, they put me to work.
Ali kada sam došao tamo, dali su mi da radim.
So I got tricked.
Tako sam bio prevaren.
Okay. Any other questions?
Ima li drugih pitanja?
So, did Maharaj Parikshit knew the story of Gop Kumar before he heard Srimad Bhagavatam? Because seems like he understood the point, the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, so he wanted to, through the other story, to tell his mother the essence, no?
Hoćeš prevesti?
So seems like he knew the story before.
No.
Hoćeš ti prevesti samo?
That was the first time that I believe that's when it was spoken at that time. Because
how did
Brihad Bhagavatamrita was written by Srila Sanatan Goswami, which came after it was put down. So it, obviously it was spoken before then. But it doesn't mention anywhere that this story was spoken by Sukadev Goswami. He understood the purport, that the glories of the Lord are great, but the glories of the Lord's pure devotees are even greater.
Dakle, pitanje je bilo u vezi sa tim da li je Maharaj Parikshit, da li je on znao ovu priču o Gop Kumaru prije ili ga je čuo od Parikshit Maharaja, i sad Maharaj odgovara da nije nigdje spomenuto da je Parikshit Maharaj izgovorio tu priču o Gop Kumaru.
But I would have to do some research to find out what is the history of Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Ali bi trebalo da malo istražim da bi vidio koja je istorija nastanka Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
But in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita it mentions that this is what happened, that this is that it came by way of Parikshit Maharaj's speaking to his mother Uttara.
Ali Brihad Bhagavatamriti je opisano da je ona nastala na taj način da je to Parikshit Maharaj izgovorio svojoj majci Utari.
Whether he heard it from someone else or he spoke it out of realization, it doesn't mention it.
Nije spomenuto da li je to on čuo od nekoga ili je govorio iz sopstvene realizacije.
Because we understand one thing, self-realized souls, they realize the glories of the Lord and they speak such wonderful expressions of those glories in the form of pastimes and stories.
Zato što shvaćamo da samospoznate duše, one mogu da govore o zabavama gospodina i sopstvene realizacije.
How were the Goswamis able to write down the pastimes of the Lord?
Kako su Goswami bili u stanju da zapišu zabave gospodina?
Because they were seeing those pastimes in their meditation.
Zato što su u meditaciji gledali te zabave.
By their deep devotion, they were able to enter into Krishna's pastimes simply through their japa.
Zato što su kroz svoju duboku devociju mogli da uđu u zabave gospodina.
And then through that meditation they wrote down what they experienced.
I kroz tu meditaciju su onda zapisivali ono što su iskušavali.
So great souls, they realize the higher the glories of the Lord, although it is not simply, it's not necessarily written anywhere.
Tako uzvišene duše imaju iskustvo tih zabava koje možda nisu zapisane nigdje.
But again, I would have to do some research to see what is the history of Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Opet morat ću da malo istražim da bi vidio koja je istorija Brihad Bhagavatamrita.
Any other questions? Mataji, yes?
I want to ask, what is the use of when mind is like
chattering along.
Everything.
It's a little mouse in here.
Yes. For example, some materialistic songs or something like that, and then we just switch
channels.
Switch the channel and then sing Maha Mantra or something. And yes, what's the use of such mind just singing something?
No use.
No use.
Oh, you mean something spiritual?
Yes, yes. Just then, because I'm auditive type of person. When I hear something, I really catch up everything that I hear, and then I catch myself that I'm singing something that I heard a few hours ago. Mm. For example, then I just switch to Maha Mantra.
Yeah.
And then Maha Mantra sings somewhere.
Very good. So you have understood.
Is that?
Yeah.
There's a use of it because it's somewhere. I'm not even conscious about it, but it's singing somewhere.
Yeah, because the more we put Krishna in our mind, the more we put Krishna, we become Krishna conscious. That's the idea. If we let these other songs, then they'll take us into Maya's Maya's realm. We sing songs of the Rolling Stones, or I can't get no satisfaction. I try, and I try, and I try. Can't get no satisfaction. Material life, no satisfaction.
Moje pitanje bilo, pošto sam onako auditivan tip i kad god čujem nešto, sve zakačim se onako za um i nakon par sati se uhvatim samo da mi svira neka pjesma u glavi, onda samo promijenim na Mahamantru i više možda nisam ni svjesna, ona negdje svira u pozadini. Sad sam pitala koja je korist, ima li kakve koristi od takvog, pošto sam um koji nešto svira. Maharaj kaže da ima koristi, da je to u stvari poenta, da što Krišnu da dovedemo što više moguće u svoj um.
Everything's based on consciousness.
Sve je bazirano na svjesnosti.
So whatever our consciousness is, that's where we are.
I gdje god da se nalazi naša svjesnost, to je ono što smo mi.
Just like so many of you are sitting here.
Isto kao što mnogi od vas
all of you are here.
Sjede ovdje, ali nisu svi ovdje.
Some of you are somewhere else.
Neki od vas su negdje drugo.
Right? You're thinking about tomorrow, yesterday.
Mislite na sutra, mislite o juče, o prasadam,
something.
Ili nečem.
So we are where our consciousness is.
Mi smo tamo gdje je naša svjesnost.
And others who may not be in association with devotees, if they're thinking about Krishna, then still they're Krishna, fully Krishna conscious. So it's not where you are, it's what your consciousness is.
Tako, nije u stvari poenta tamo gdje se nalazite, nego tamo gdje se nalazi vaša svjesnost.
Of course, the environment helps to bring about consciousness, but ultimately consciousness is the understanding of where we're at.
Naravno,
all based on consciousness.
Naravno, naša okolina nam pomaže u tome gdje će se nalazi naša svjesnost, ali u krajnjoj liniji, tamo gdje nam je svjesnost, to smo mi.
I'll tell you a story.
Ispričat ću vam priču.
This is a good one. Prabhupada told this story.
Prabhupada ispričao ovu priču.
Well, I heard this story many times when I was first joined the movement.
Puno puta sam čuo ovu priču kada sam se tek pridružio.
I actually never heard Prabhupada tell it, but I heard it many times. Sometimes people say Prabhupada said it, but I'm not sure. But it's a good story.
Čuo sam ovu priču mnogo puta i nisam je čuo nikada od Prabhupada, ali ponekad kažem da je Prabhupada nešto ispričao, ali baš nisam siguran. Ali ovo je dobra priča.
There's two men, they're walking along and they're going to the prostitute.
Bila su dva čovjeka koja su hodala zajedno i krenuli su ka prostitutki.
So while they're walking along, they passed the Sankirtan party.
I dok su tako hodali, prolazili su pored Sankirtan grupe.
So one of the men says, "Oh, the devotees are chanting. I'm going to the Sankirtan party."
Jedan od te dvojice je rekao, "Oh, bhakte pjevaju, odo kod njih."
And the other devoted guy goes, "No, I'm not going. I'm going to the prostitute."
A drugi je rekao, ja neću da idem, ja odu kod prostitutke.
So this devotee goes, he leaves. No, he's not a devotee, but he just joins the devotees and starts chanting and dancing.
I tako ovaj čovjek, on se samo pridruži se tako baktom i počne da pjeva.
So the other one, he goes on to the prostitute's house.
A drugi nastavi i ode kod prostitutke.
So while he's in the prostitute's house, he's thinking, you know, my friend, he's really smart.
I dok se nalazi kod prostitutke, on razmišlja, ovo je moj prijatelj, on je baš pametan.
He went to the Sankirtan party, he's doing something for his spiritual life, and look at me, I'm just degrading myself.
On je otišao u tu Sankirtan grupu i pjeva i napreduje duhovno, vidi mene, ja se samo degradiram.
Well, I wish I would have went to the Sankirtan party.
Jo, zašto trebao sam ja da odim kod, u tu
and
Sankirtan
the other one
grupu?
Who's in the Sankirtan party.
A ovaj drugi koji je otišao u tu Sankirtan grupu.
He's thinking, you know.
On razmišlja.
My friend went to the prostitute and he's enjoying like anything.
Moj prijatelj, on je otišao kod prostitutke, on uživa.
And I don't know why I came here.
Što sam ja došao ovdje?
So who's better off?
Kome je sad bolje?
So you are where your consciousness is.
Dakle, tamo ste gdje je vaša svjesnost.
It's all based on consciousness.
Sve je bazirano na svjesnosti.
So we always have to keep our consciousness connected to Krishna, to something devotional. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, somehow or other, keep things connected to the spiritual energy.
Tako da gdje god se nalazimo, što god da radimo, koje god da smo stanju, uvijek trebamo da pokušavamo da održavamo se povezanim sa duhovnim.
Therefore Krishna says, always remember me.
Zato Krishna kaže, uvijek me se sjećaj.
He doesn't say, well, when you have time, you can remember me.
Ne kaže, kad imaš vremena, prisjeti me se.
Verse in the Bhagavad Gita, you can surrender unto me if you have time. You can think of me if you have time. chant my name if you have time.
Stih u Bhagavad Gita ne ide, kad imaš vremena sjeti me se, kad imaš vremena mantra.
And then the purport is that because you have no time,
onda smisao, pošto nemaš vremena,
Krishna has no time.
Krishna nema vremena
for you.
Za tebe.
So we have to... The point is, we have to always satatam kirtayanto mam the verses. Always remember the Lord. Always remember the Lord in the form of His name. This is Krishna. We have to practice. We have to practice. That's all.
Stih je taj da se uvijek trebamo sjećati Krishne i to trebamo vježbati.
Anyone can do it simply by practice.
Bilo ko to može da učini jednostavno vježbanjem.
Arjuna said, you know, you're asking me, Krishna, to control the mind, but I think it's difficult, stubborn, obstinate, strong. It's like the wind. Krishna says in the next verse, you're right.
Arjuna kaže, Krishna, ti tražiš od mene da kontrolišem um, a on je tako tvrdoglav, tako jak, ja to ne mogu da uradim, on je poput vjetra. A u sljedećem stihu Krishna kaže, upravo si.
So Krishna says, yes, but it is possible by constant practice and by giving up sense gratification.
Ali Krishna kaže, to je moguće uraditi konstantnom praksom i odricanjem od čulnog zadovoljstva.
Practice remembering Krishna and practice giving up sense gratification.
Tako trebamo da praktikujemo razmišljanje o Krishni i odricanje od čulnog zadovoljstva.
Practice, practice, practice.
Vježba, vježba, vježba.
If you're just like you go to school, sometimes we go and we want to get a degree, so we have to study, we have to go to the classes, we have to take the lessons, we have to, you know, do the tests, and we're determined to do it because we want to get our degree. So we want to also get our degree in Krishna consciousness.
To je isto tako kao kad idemo u školu, idemo tamo da bismo dobili diplomu i onda smo tako uporni i moramo da idemo godinu za godinom, da slušamo predavanja, učimo i sve ostalo. Isto tako trebamo da želimo da dobijemo svoju diplomu u svjesnosti Krišne.
Practice, practice.
Vježba, vježba, vježba.
Association, association, association. Associate with devotees, practice Krishna consciousness.
Druženje, druženje, druženje. Trebamo se družiti sa baktama i praktikovati svjesnost Krishna.
And even if you're working or have family responsibilities, in the morning chant the holy names, in the morning worship your deities, in the morning take Krishna prasadam, in the morning or sometime read the books. Practice hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord throughout your day, somehow.
I čak i ako imamo porodicu i radimo i moramo cijeli dan nešto da radimo drugo, ujutru možemo da praktikujemo, da čitamo, da pjevamo, da uzmemo Krishna prasadam.
You're driving your car.
Recimo, vozite auto.
You're looking out the window.
I pogledate kroz prozor.
But you should have a tape of somebody, you know, Prabhupada or your Guru Maharaj playing, you know.
Trebate imati kasetu sa vašim gurum ili sa Prabhupadom.
So you're hearing, going to work and coming back from school, like that.
Tako možete da slušate dok idete na posao ili se vraćate iz škole.
You carry a book with you.
Nosite knjigu sa sobom.
When you have a lunch break, you take your book out and read it.
Kada imate pauzu za ručak, izvadite knjigu i čitate.
Or have a little iPod, or what do you call it? iPod?
Ili imate male kao neke bilješke.
iPod, Prabhupad. So many pods. Anyway. You have some electronic device you can carry, plug it in, and transcendental sound, right?
Imate neki kao player i onda stavite slušalice i slušate.
We have to hear regularly as much as possible.
Na neki način treba da čujemo, slušamo što je moguće više.
Hearing is very important.
Slušanje je jako važno.
Okay, any more questions?
Ima li još pitanja?
Yes.
Da li
Is it possible if nature of someone's job is that he's very mentally engaged, how he can be connected with Krishna, with what you explained? Is it possible somehow?
Well, if it requires a lot of concentration to your work, you should also, and before you go to work, you should have sufficient amount of time of hearing and chanting before you go. That way your mind is somewhat spiritualized when you go out there.
Ako za posao potrebna jaka mentalna koncentracija, onda je dobro da prije nego što odete na posao, da na neki način da se napunite tom duhovnom vibracijom kako biste bili ispunjeni kad odete na posao.
That way, although you're doing all these other things, you've gotten some spiritual reinforcement, some spiritual protection by hearing and chanting in the morning before you go. That way you don't become overwhelmed with all this other stuff.
I na taj način, ako ujutro prije nego što odete na posao dovoljno slušate i čitate, onda ćete biti na određeni način duhovno osnaženi i zaštićeni, čak i kad odete na posao i radite te stvari.
And then sometimes when we're doing all these other things, we'll remember Krishna also.
I onda i dok budemo radili te druge stvari, onda ćemo se s vremena na vrijeme sjetiti Krishne.
But if you don't do it in the morning before you go to your daily activities, it becomes very difficult.
Ali ako to ne uradite ujutro prije nego što odete na svoje dnevne dužnosti, bit će jako teško.
So every morning we have to have sadhana, something, some chanting, some reading, if you have time for reading, okay. Some chanting and some little puja, see your deity, worship the deity, do some chanting, like that.
Tako da bismo ujutro uvijek trebali imati nešto sadhane, možda da čitamo, da malo obožavamo božanstva, da mantramo, nešto bismo trebali imati.
It seems like a little thing, but it really is very, very powerful if we do it regularly.
Izgleda kao sitnica, ali je to jako, jako moćno ako se radi redovno.
And the most important thing is we become happy by doing it. It's nice.
A najvažnija stvar što ćemo postati sretni dok to budemo radili, to je jako lijepo.
So, okay.
Says thank you.
Thank you. Dwala means thank you, right?
Yes.
How do you say you're welcome?
Nema na čem, mislim. Ne znam kako vi kažete.
I'll say it in Italian, prego.
Prego.
Prego. You're welcome.
Nema na čem. Ili, dobrodošli ste.
Just like one of the things your language, everyone says, dobar dan.
Na vašem jeziku svi kažu dobar dan.
Dobar dan, right? Mm-hmm. We say govar dan, right? Similar.
Right? Mi kažemo govar dan.
Yeah, so the devotees are riding in their cars and they come to the toll booth and the man says something and they say dobar dan, govar dan. So you remember Lord Krishna, govar dan.
Tako kada se neko pozdravi sa dobar dan, možete mu odgovoriti sa govar dan.
So every time somebody says dobar dan means what?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So you remember Krishna and Govardhan.
Tako kad god vas neko pozdravi sa dobar dan, možete se sjetiti Krishne i Govardhana.
It's nice. It's not a way to remember Krishna.
To je lijep način da se sjetite Krishne.
Somehow, there's a verse, Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna divesaya. Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna divesaya. The verse is, somehow or other, remember Krishna. Somehow.
Ovaj stih kaže na ovaj ili na onaj način nekako se sjeti Krishne.
Somehow remember Krishna. Because as soon as you remember Krishna, you're on the spiritual platform.
Jer čim se sjetiš Krishne, odmah se nalaziš na duhovnom nivou.
You're connected.
Povezan si.
So, whatever way we can remember Krishna, that is success.
I kako god se možemo sjetiti Krishne, to je uspjeh.
Any other questions? Okay, I think everyone wants to remember prasad. It's actually quite late too. Last night, what time did we finish? Same time.
10. Tonight we finished early. 9:45. Thank you so much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.